Hello and welcome back to WFYM.
The podcast with the most ass. Podcast with the most ass. That's right. So Sam Bankman, just kidding, I don't give a fuck about any of that
what
shit.
What did you guys think about the new season of Stranger Things?
It was
I hated it. I also loved it.
Waiting for, see what my friends say. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, I think, like, well, you know, my thoughts are like, what did you think? What did you think
first, I haven't watched it yet.
I don't think I've seen a full episode of Stranger Things. My wife watched, like, the first six episodes when it first came out, and I remember I was busy, and then she was like, do you want to watch this with me? I was like, no, not really.
Do you know that we are now further away from the start of Stranger Things than they were from E.T. when they first made it?
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Making up shit like that.
So do you know we're closer to E.T. than E.T. was to the events that inspired E.T.?
Oh, wow. Did you know that Steven Spielberg was closer
to the... Yeah, that really happened in 1936, the thing with the bike and all that.
E.T. was, E.T. was closer to the finishing of the pyramids than Cleopatra.
You know what would happen if...
he was actually found in one of the pyramids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they broke through and he was alive in there.
His name was Egyptian Terrestrial.
That's
if
right.
If E.T. happened in today times, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of being all like, oh, I got a phone home. He'd be like, oh, I got a text home.
Oh, fuck yeah. Right?
Yeah, and that kid probably wouldn't ride a bicycle because kids don't go outside anymore. So he'd probably just go on TikTok and make a TikTok of E.T.
He'd probably go on TikTok and be like, hey, I got this alien. Who needs it?
True.
And probably the government, they wouldn't be trying to take E.T. for
they'd be coming to give
medical
him a
experimentation. Yeah, they would be giving him a vaccine and taking him to the Joe Biden child rape fucking dungeon under the Denver airport. I fucking hate those stupid Democrats.
It's where the creepy horse is.
Coming for my children.
And then you're like, it's just like a guy sitting in his fucking Christmas dinner family.
Just thinking about that, and he starts getting all red.
Oh, you had a layover in Denver? You know what happens under there? You're like, no. Shh.
They store the extra planes under there.
Trying to gear out your fucking QAnon uncle before he starts talking. Like a fucking, like, belt. Homer Simpson.
It's awesome to have a guy like that in your family, and you always know exactly what he's talking about. But you never let on that you know what he's talking
about. You're like,
I don't know what Whitewater what is. I don't know who Vince Foster is.
Sure. BlackRock, that's a zone in WoW? I don't know.
Whitewater and BlackRock, that's all you need.
Whitewater and BlackRock? No, that's what I'm talking about. Just not sure what it means.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like AC/DC?
No, I've never been to that part of West Virginia.
Dude, I'm still fucking laughing at BC/DC, the fucking British Columbian AC/DC. It's so cool.
That would be from the Flintstones, the BC/DC. Oh, shit.
Yep. Before Columbia.
Yeah, it should be AC/DC, but they're a bunch of stupid knuckle-dragging Neanderthals.
Nice.
Oh, wait.
Hey, check out the real band. Speaking of that, we should get an Australian on here soon. We're missing
Are there any good ones?
I don't know any.
Yeah.
I reached out to Amy Therese, but she was recovering from a skiing accident.
My favorite Australian is just some guy from chat. Maybe I could ask him.
Evil
Robot, if you're listening, you want to be on the show, hit me up, man.
if anybody listening wants to be on the show, please feel free to reach out to Aaron at Bertovo.
Listen for which voices you don't hear, and that's who you should message asking to be on the show. And also, like some sponsorships that are $100 a month. And you have to sell Whitewater and BlackRock.
Boys, I did something that I said I wasn't going to do. I purchased the new Call of Duty a month after the release. I'm liking it so far. It's probably the best feeling COD in years, because I do buy them all. But
that's what I hear.
The mic on this one is my favorite, because a lot of people are playing on PC because it runs better on PC, which means you have way more open micers than normal, even for a console game. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I hear the other day when I get into this lobby is this kid's mom, like, washing dishes and clanking dishes around. And you can tell he's just sitting there on the couch. And she's like, you haven't had a job since you were 19. This is ridiculous. And he's just sitting there like fucking slaying out, by the way. He's fucking good at the game, of course. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, well, when you pressure me to do things, it makes me not want to do things. You should know this by now. It's so fucking funny, man.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Oh, no.
This other guy that just sounds like he's like 56 immediately just goes, your poor mom. This is so funny. I was like, all right, this is a pretty good game. I'm glad I did this. Yeah, so that's my review of the new Call of Duty. Pretty good.
It is the only reason I want to get the game because of the prox chat and everything.
Yeah, I mean, just download Warzone at least for sure.
I know. It's just, it's right up my alley. Because that was the best thing in the last one, was just hearing the last like 5 seconds of a guy's life after you killed him in Warzone.
Yeah.
And he just goes like, "Fuck!"
Now you can hear them before they die because it's within like 100 yards or whatever.
I know.
So there's like streamers playing and there's some kid that's like, "Oh, let's go up on these stairs." And then you just hear, "Shut your bitch ass up." It's so funny. Really good. Great experience.
That's awesome.
That's the free one too. You could download the Warzone for free, but I paid my, it was my Christmas present to myself for the new COD. I mainly just want
to be able to run it now.
I want to game with Felix again too, because that's, he's been playing that a lot, and that's my style.
About the only game he's been playing.
Pussy.
CS with Chad. Yeah.
More like no, because I'll never play. No, I want to play. I want to have a day where I'll play 1.6. That'd be so funny. Just flopping around with those shitty graphics.
Got it in Steam.
Me too. Well, no, I don't. My 1.6 account got hacked back by the guy that owned it. Rest in peace to my account, Naker. N-A-K-E-R. I think it was an Indian guy that had it originally. That was an account that I just stole from like one of those. You know those, you used to be able to just like find those big batches of stolen Steam accounts and go through them and log in. And all I wanted was one with 1.6 and AudioSurf, and that was it. And then I got an email like 3 months ago that it got, someone changed the password and took it back. I was like, okay, I don't care. I didn't even use that one. I didn't have any, like my shit is on my own. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, it'd be pretty funny to hack it or like to get that free password and then like put all your credit card information on that one.
Yeah, yeah. I never even changed the email. Just, yeah.
Never email, note, not even changing the password.
Yeah, that was literally probably just that guy recovering it and be like, oh, I forgot my password. Like he didn't know I was even on that shit. But yeah.
In like 2012, there was a leaked text file of a bunch of Netflix accounts and passwords. I just remembered this, and I went through like a couple dozen of them and logged in and gave the Master of Disguise 5 stars and then logged back out just to fuck up the recommendations.
That's the most evil kind of, you're like, that's the black hat hacking right there. Not good. Man, there were some fucking dickhead sites back then. Do you remember the one, there was a specific name for it, I forget now, but it was one where you can just put in somebody's photo bucket name and it'll find pretty much all the pictures that aren't like renamed just because it searches the file names. And you can just pull like anybody's camera roll from their photo albums. Those are fun.
Yeah, people used to leave that completely unprotected.
Yeah, let me just upload DSC000 through 8864. Just 8,000 pictures from like 2003 to 2007 just sitting there. You're like, cool.
Well, like, I mean, people still just don't. They don't change their passwords. They don't have like 2-factor. They don't do anything to actually
protect anything. Not doing 2-factor is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, for sure. But like also
even if you
just
have a weak password, you never change. 2-factor will save your ass most of the time.
Every time.
Apple pumpkin 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just having to be like, okay, you need at least 6 letters. And they're like, let me just.
I don't want to remember.
Let me get
that
like 3 letters and then put it backwards again.
Can I get
race car? Perfect.
Radar.
Joshua Cherry changed his password to, or he changed his username on TikTok to Sweet Potatoes Guacamole. Spelled wrong, which I think is his new password. I think he tried to change the password,
his
but
new
then
password.
That's the username now, and the password is still Joshua Jerry.
Fucking idiot.
He's Apple so pumpkin cool, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have a pumpkin 1, 2, 3, 4 Sweet Potato Guacamole.
He doesn't have the same like kind of, he has a way more like flat affect than Ricky, but my goodness, Joshua Jerry is so fucking Ricky with his thought process.
Absolutely. Like a young teenage Ricky who didn't get into crime, just got into posting videos on YouTube.
It's like, yeah, it's like if Ricky has a like somewhat spectrum younger brother, like same thought process. I mean, he's close enough to that, to Canada anyway. We could make him a maritime Canadian.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, honorary.
Very.
He's an honorary Canadian. Congrats, yeah, Canada. You get Joshua.
Speaking of like a kid who has like a depressing relationship with his mom, I always think about...
Great preface.
Like her seeing him come home with a big bag of like
guitars
candy.
And candy.
And yeah, and like a little ukulele from Tractor Supply. And he spends 100% of the money he makes on that shit.
Bro, I'm pretty sure he cashes his paycheck in the same strip mall where his Tractor Supply is and walks back to his work and buys shit.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
he spends it until his bank account is zero.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all on candy and like toy fire trucks and shit. And then he reviews them. And his mom, like, I just think about her thought process where she's like, well, at least he has a job. And if I don't let him spend all the money, maybe he won't do it because there's no point anymore. And then he'll be in the house all the time.
It's
singing.
So funny, though. He's like this. That's why he's fucking Mr. like works all day to make a dollar, then spends the dollar, then sings the blues the whole weekend. He's fucking, but he's just sitting there eating candy while he does it, because that's what he spent his money on, not like his kids or his like house or whatever. Like he's not Bonnie Prince Billy, he's Willy Prince Wonka.
Yeah, he spent his entire paycheck. I guess he works like janitorial at the post office now.
Okay,
fuck yeah.
That's good.
Which,
for
him. That's pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, he spends the entire thing on like Mountain Dew body pillows.
Overheard the blood draw lab yesterday. A USPS worker said that they're not even hiring seasonal workers right now. They're just straight up hiring full timers during the seasonal.
Okay.
Because they're that nice. Desperate. Now.
Now's the time to get in.
Anyone that's looking to be a letter carrier, I think right now is your time.
I do.
Anyone
I think...
a fan of mail?
You like mail? You like walking?
I hate mails.
You like driving? I think it's. You're probably right about him just his mom just being like, well, he's out of the house and yeah, he has a good absolutely. Job. Like she already knew probably by this point he was never moving
out. It
could
out. Be worse
he's
too.
Not doing anything.
Think about his area. Exactly. A lot of kids his age are probably smoking meth and shit.
Yeah. So like he gets out of the house and then you only have to hear him play guitar for like a few hours in the day.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's not there's much worse things to be
certainly
than,
be worse.
Joshua Jerry. Apple pumpkin 1 2 3 4.
Yeah, you could be a fucking blood BVM.
You could be a damn Republican. BMV.
Oh.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well, I guess he sort of is.
Hey, yeah. That's a different kind of
I don't think he's ever gonna vote.
No, when he's not gonna vote.
When I say you could be a R, I mean Republican. A real R word.
Republicans are the new R words.
That's my book. That's my book I just wrote with Matt Taibbi, the new R words. And he's proud of it.
Yeah, he's happy that
we know who the new N words are. Neo reactionaries.
Oh, let's go. Our new podcast, R Words and N Words. It's a political pod.
Republicans. Yeah, we should get Will on for another one.
Damn.
Title of that.
We're so funny, guys. Great. Let's go.
We're awesome.
Just hooting and hollering, high fiving. All right, let's finish the pod. Woo.
Good riff. Well, you know what? That's a good way to end it. 12 minutes yep. in.
Guys,
we're fine.
All right, so the main topic, season 3 of the Chucky TV show. What did you guys think?
This is our Quibi podcast. Guys, thanks for listening.
Thanks. Real quick bites.
Fuck, though. Think about that. There are successful podcasts where they are this long.
That's great for
I
them.
Can't name any, but I know that they're up there.
Yeah, it's like history podcasts. Yeah, like history shit. Podcasts are all 12 minutes long, and then
dude,
it's an ad.
That's why I fucking salute Bill Burr. I say it all the time, but doing his fucking... his format for so long, and at least an hour long every time, usually longer, is crazy. He's just talking to himself and being like, what is that about? Then he just like, keeps talking. It's so funny.
What's with these berries?
Yeah. Sherry's berries.
Yeah, he can go forever.
I think he's awesome. Berries. Yeah, he just likes talking and he likes kind of like any sort of comedian.
He's been
person.
Blessed with infinite energy. Some people have that.
Absolutely. He can just keep going. He likes the sound of his own voice. So what's not
so
to
does
like?
Everybody else. We love when he says hua.
Yeah, hua. I'm glad he's getting a lot of acting jobs now too.
Good. Is he still bald?
Probably.
Yeah, he was pretty...
He usually doesn't come back.
Yeah, but I didn't know if he was just shaving it to shave it.
Oh, okay.
Like Andrew Tate. He said he's not bald, he just shaves it to shave it. So I believe him. Yeah, top G. So cool.
That's my top T. Well, that's my thing. Top T's.
Top T.
I got top T.
Top T.
He stole it from me. He stole top G from me. I've been pushing top T for a long time.
Just feel like a pretty normal guy and be like, yeah, Andrew Tate stole my whole shit. You're like, what are you talking about?
I had that long ago, man. Like, I was on YouTube. And I was
I've been trying to scam
T.
my friends for a while.
I've been making my friends check in with me, see if they nut. And if they nut, I say, that's not top T.
That's not what we mean.
It's not top G.
Can't be like
you
that.
You know why he shaves his head? Afro-textured hair. That would alienate people.
Really?
Right now he's white passing.
No, because his brother has long hair. And they're like,
does he?
They're basically identical twins that are 2 years apart or whatever.
Andrew Nate.
Yeah. Andrew Nate. Andrew Nate. Andrew Tate and Andrew Nate. No, what's his brother's name?
I don't know, honestly. I forget.
Pierce Tate. No, it's not it.
I get
Pierce Taint.
Pierce Taint.
Pierced Taint.
Let me check it out. Let me search Top G.
This is my
Cobra
brother.
Tate's
he's
brother.
A sex trafficker.
That's how I search it. Top G Cobra Tate's brother.
Cobra Tate. My bestie.
Oh, yeah. Cobra I need a stupid Tate. Name. Tristan Tate.
Tristan Tate.
People also ask, what does Tristan Tate do? That's a great question for either of them. I think they just sit around and get massages and smoke cigars. Mm-hmm.
He gets rid of the bodies when one of the women dies.
It is so cool to be like, the way to be a perfect man now is you have to convert to 3 different religions in a year and smoke cigars and then live like Tony Soprano on vacation for like all the time though. That's so cool.
Smoking cigars, drinking
back rubs,
whiskey.
Yeah, just always have a glass of whiskey sitting there, or some random dark liquor on ice, and then just a lit cigar that you keep complaining is going out because you're talking too much.
It's awesome. Yeah, there's always that contradiction there. Same thing with Rod Dreher and a lot of the trad stuff, because like it's half PUA stuff and then half guys that are like, you should work a job and be stoic and go to church. But then it's also, you should be on vacation and you should fuck prostitutes all the time. And
a 17-year-old kid being like, damn, I would love to be a fat guy by the pool with a cigar. Like, no, man. Go enjoy life. Stop watching Andrew Tate shit. Even though I think he fell off pretty hard.
He's still...
The dumbest guys in the world still
love him.
His
whole thing was like... it was that thing where he was paying people to talk about him.
Yeah.
And once he got banned, sort of...
TikTok,
it was all artificial momentum.
Mm-hmm. TikTok got rid of a bunch of those accounts, too.
And then they pop up, like, and you'll see them occasionally. Like, there's a million YouTube Shorts channels that just have him. Instagram. I do love seeing, like, all the, like, shitty fake marketing accounts that I follow. Just
of their posts. Yeah.
And they all post about, like, Elon Musk and Andrew Tate. And
you know what's really funny about that shit, too, is, like, they'll be like, TikTok banned Andrew Tate. And then you can go on TikTok immediately, and there's just, like, tons of Andrew Tate shit still there. Because, of course there is.
No, it never happened.
Yeah, that's, like, the purpose of his website, other than to just get money, the Hustlers University thing. You get points on there that you can use for his vitamins if you post about him on social media. So he doesn't have to. He's got, like, it's a pretty good business model. But, goddamn, it sucks to think about how many pathetic people there are.
It's not a good business model. It's not that he
created
it.
They're, like, paying to suck this guy's dick.
It's a mid-level marketing thing. That's all.
Yeah, because they think they're going to be rich, and they can scam another guy.
They were doing this literally on, like, social media and Twitter, like, 3 years ago, because Tom would always share them. The fucking, what was that thing called? The circle? The fucking prosperity circle or whatever? And it was just the Ponzi scheme where, like, you pay out $10 and get some friends to pay $10. And it's like, you know, you're all making $400 because you get 10 people. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's just a classic pyramid scheme that people get roped into, and they think like, oh wow, I'm gonna make a bunch of money off
this. But you make a cool backstory and you're like, Native Americans did this to sustain their community.
Yeah.
Like, oh wow.
Then it's just the fallacy of all that stuff, where like the people who are like, oh, I have 800 followers on Twitter, like I should stream, that's 800 people
I should monetize
me.
Yeah.
And so it's the same with those. It's just like, I mean, it doesn't translate to that at all.
No.
But people convince themselves that, oh yeah, I can do this. Like,
it truly
fine.
Matters,
like, I'm
what you're
sell
doing
to my
too.
500 friends.
People do care.
Yeah,
it's crazy because I'll have like my little average of nice number of people watch me play Google the GeoGuessr. But when I switch to videos and change the title and category, you best believe my viewers go up so fast.
Oh, absolutely,
like double in like 20 minutes. It's crazy. People pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, they do. And which is good, but also just, I mean, people just think like, I have this number, this arbitrary number, and everything I do is going to be at that number. So if you think about it, like Twitch sub is like $4.99, got 800 followers. Let me do the math real quick. Okay, can't do that in my head, but that's like a lot of money.
That's some dosh.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty good.
The big thing is how much your fan base translates between platforms.
I tested this myself, paywalling my Twitter years ago.
Yeah.
I left and I'm like, hey, you want to follow me? Pay me here. If you don't want to follow me, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
You actually did the thing. Like, what if all my followers paid me $1? I would be rich.
Yep. And not rich, but pretty good.
If we cut down every follower in the world, we could pay off the national debt.
I cut down my followers all the time.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Me
you
too.
Are just lumber for me to harvest.
I actually feel
grist for the mill.
I literally always feel bad when I'm mean to a mutual on Twitter. Not even like mean if I'm like overly like harsh or whatever. But I post this shit. I'm a big softy. What can I say?
Yeah, it's much harder for me to be mean to somebody if they follow me.
Everyone calls me
absolutely.
A pussy, but no one comes to fuck me.
If someone follows me, I won't say anything. I don't care.
Yeah, so you better follow me. Yeah, I won't.
If you follow me, you're under my protection. Mm-hmm. You can do no wrong. You won't get canceled by the woke mob.
If we are mutuals, I will defend you even if you're wrong. I will threaten people even if you're wrong. Find their house for you, no problem.
Yeah, send me an address and I'll send
you. Need me to find you a pirated movie link, a stream for the big game, someone's house, give me $1.
Whatever you need. Just $1. That's
pretty
a pretty good
service,
good
man. I don't know. And I don't even check. You don't even gotta give me $1 a month if you want to, it's cool, but I don't even check.
I just remember that Matt Taibbi still follows me, so I think I have to be nice to him now.
Oh, well, yeah, he's your friend. Well, we're getting him on the pod.
If you want to be a cigar-smoking mofo.
We're going to talk about the...
we got to get him on the pod.
Alex
we
is such a... Him. He's so gonzo.
He
that
had
girl in Russia looked 18. She looked 18. So don't get mad at Matt Taibbi.
He looks like he's wearing a latex mask. Just say it.
Yeah, he does look
bad. He looks like he's awesome. He doesn't have like a little any piece of hair on his face, and he's speaking, and he's doing this like exaggerated face movements. And I was like, I've seen this guy. Like, I've seen this guy. It's a face mask guy. And I was trying to find the exact picture, and I couldn't find it because I also just didn't want to quote tweet a Matt Taibbi video with it. Like, we've seen enough. We've had enough people.
Yeah, that stuff's all artificial.
Yeah.
Matt, I suppose we start calling him Matt Tibia to make him mad.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Was that your elbow?
And the tibia is...
The bone?
You'd be like, yeah, I agree with you, man. But the it's like, bone, what is man. That?
The penis bone.
Oh, okay.
It's that hard bone inside your dick when you're horny.
Oh, I thought that was called your weenus.
Oh.
I thought the bone in your penis was called your weenus.
I don't know. My cousin invented that word. I'll ask what it means.
Yeah, mine too. We must have the same cousin. We must be related.
That'd be cool if we had the same cousin.
That would be so dope if we're all cousins.
What was the good cousin lie that we heard the other day? That said that was would be a good cousin lie. I forget what it is now. Shit. It was on a stream, I think, but now I can't remember.
Me and my cousins, we get together and we just record podcasts.
Me, my cousin, and me.
You know, I started watching on a stream the other morning that we hadn't watched in a while. Do you remember Your Highness 7? He's that bald guy that always... I said he, no matter what he says, he always looks like he's lying. But if you go to their YouTube, they're like just... His son does the challenges with them, but they were the ones that drank all the Capri Suns.
Oh, okay. It's, yes.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Here, I'll link it in the...
One guy who drinks a bunch
I'll link it in the stream foos chat. Those guys. But holy moly, their content... They've only had one video in the past 10 months, but we have... Because they had that really weird-looking Viking guy that would do shit with them, too. And almost everything they post has vomit warning on it.
Yeah, I was about to say vomit warning.
Yeah.
Man chews fire wokes and blows lip off.
They are so ridiculous. But there's the one... Where is it? Oh, the other day, someone in chat asked what Tequila Rose is after I said it's one of the grossest drinks ever. Mm-hmm. And I searched Tequila Rose Chug, and it was one of their videos that came up. But it's not even them drinking it. It's the fucking lying bald guy that lies all the time, walking around and making, like, literally walking around his town for what looks like 14 hours straight, finding random people he knows that are also walking around, and then making them do a bunch of Tequila Rose. He makes them do, like, a shot of, or, like, drink a beer and then do a shot of Tequila Rose, so all curdles in their stomach instantly and they vomit. He's walking around for literally, like, he does to, like, 6 or 7 of his friends that are just random, also just drifters in this town. One of them just standing by the railroad tracks and puking his guts out, and he's standing there like, high
Come
art.
Oh, man, you gotta sleep there. Don't puke there.
Yeah, we gotta revisit that one. It's pretty good.
I like that they have challenges like dollar store food challenge, vomit warning, falling in store challenge. Then they have like neuromancer challenge and solar flare challenge. Like they're casting spells. They're just wizards.
So the solar flare challenge though, and probably the neuromancer too. The solar flare one was those like 5 million Scoville sunflower seeds.
Yeah. I like to think the they have like
think of their warlocks
like, that they have just warlocks, so they use like materia from Final Fantasy. And they're just like testing it out.
They do sort of seem like the people too that think they're like just too good for Juggalo shit.
Yes,
but they're still like Cottonmouth King fans.
Well, the 5 pound
like Tech 9,
the guy in the 5 pound gummy bear challenge has a hatchet man over his heart. So,
oh okay.
I played Worldwide Choppers yesterday, and some other Tech 9 song like autoplayed after, and it had the most ridiculous like. Lyrical like intro. I'm like, okay, Tech 9, we're going back to the other playlist. Can't do this right now, man. This is too smart for me.
One of the guy has the I think it's, what is it, Diodora, what's the logo with like the two women that are like, or is it Cap? I forget which one, but it's like two women like back to back. He's got a whole tracksuit with it all down this the arms and the
so
legs
dope.
And he definitely bought that because it looks like two naked women.
Oh, nice.
Back to back on
dude,
his
dude, my shirt makes me fucking bricked up.
They did a watermelon versus rubber bands, 10 views 11 months ago.
They need
That's
to
just
do
a waste of a watermelon. It's a waste of rubber bands. It's a waste of time. It's been done for years. It's like when people do the like People do the Mentos and Diet Coke thing. It's like, just watch one of the videos from 14 years ago. Why do you need to do it?
That's the one that reminded me of him. The falling in the store challenge they did, we watched before, and we got mad at it. Because I said the same thing when I watched it the other day, because it wasn't watched for me, because we probably didn't watch together. And I was like, this is why I know we've watched these guys, because this video pissed me off. Then I watched it, and I was even more pissed off, re-pissed off, whatever. You can't do the falling in the store challenge when you already look like you're fucking, like, disabled and will fall over for any weird reason. That guy is such a weird shape. He put on, like, 150 pounds and then did that.
And he's got, like, the long, like, goatee sort of beard. And
it's all braided.
Like, yeah, it's all braided, but it just looks kind of, like, knotted more than braided.
Yeah, it looks like in prison when they rip off part of their pillowcase to tie it.
It's such a good prank. Like, this guy who's already drunk.
Yeah.
At Walmart at 3 a.m., he fell down. Really?
Yeah, of course. Why would you?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, that guy's drunk.
Someone looks at that guy and goes, I got to avoid whatever aisle he's
also
in.
Yeah, I don't want to touch him. He might have spores on him.
His big fucking tall, fat baby Huey friend is fucking just walking right behind him, filming, going, huh, 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 huh.
Yeah. Just standing, filming them. Like oh,
no one's gonna help you, fell for this one. But still, let's upload to our YouTube with fucking falling in a store prank. Like, I mean,
it's not even a prank.
Yeah,
it's a
prank.
Challenge.
Challenge.
He uploaded as a challenge. Like, it's someone dared him to fall in a store.
1 gallon water chug challenge. Vomit warning. That's because it's water.
They should change. Like, so that's they should switch it up. Like, falling in a store prank is now the falling in a store challenge, and the one chip challenge is now the one chip prank.
The one. It is a prank. It's a prank on whoever does it.
He's one of the thumbnail of his son, his adult son, by the way, the one that kind of looks like Jake. Underwater challenge. He's in the bathtub. I don't even want to watch that one. What the fuck is that?
It looks like he's sitting in the bathtub. Andrew Yates challenge.
The part two is the
baptism challenge.
Bald lying friend, and he just keeps getting up out of the tub. They take a bath. That's the underwater challenge.
No!
All my dirt's coming off me. Oh.
Drinking water, taking a bath.
When the doctor tells me I have to bathe, doing the liberal, no! The lady in the green. Classic.
Oh, I hate that bitch.
She's 115 now.
Yeah, that was 6 years ago.
2017.
She's probably a Republican now.
It's so funny just like poisoning myself with my friend's challenge.
Those guys
also
are
just like poisoning my kid.
Yeah, my son.
There's a certain point where I can't even watch those anymore because it's just so bleak.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I just feel don't watch like them. I think.
Like I just want to like I start thinking about like running them over with my car.
I just love stumbling. I just love stumbling upon them again, even though we haven't watched them probably since those videos were new, and like because I'm looking up Tequila Rose Chug. Like we meet again, friends. Of course, you guys are the ones chugging Tequila Rose.
All roads lead back to them.
The cactus eating challenge. I think we watched that one on stream. They had one where they're in like a gazebo type thing in a public park eating like sardines and shit.
Twisted jerky challenge.
They never clean it up. They just throw in like the throw up in the pavilion.
That's where that Viking lives. I think is in that pavilion. He crawls up into
the
roof.
Guy is too,
nice.
When the city works comes by at night, he crawls up into the roof and just hangs there, and then jumps back down, then runs back to his friend's backyard.
He's too fucking scary. I don't like the Viking guy.
Oh, he can chew wood, like through wood, like a beaver.
Yeah, that's Otzi the Iceman.
If you don't stop chewing on my house, I'm gonna let you inside.
That guy's been in a glacier for 8,000 years.
Chewing on my house, they're gonna spray you with water. The bathing challenge. God damn, they're scary. Like, it's really bleak to do this stuff and, like, think you're going to be world famous, and you keep uploading videos, and it's just, like, 10 views, 9 views.
And even if it goes viral, like, that stuff gets completely demonetized.
Yeah.
Like, if you're throwing up and you're, like, or if there's any alcohol or any sort
of,
like...
And they don't edit anything, so they leave everything, and they don't even try to, like...
Yeah.
They zoom in on the puddles of puke and shit. They're so bad at it. It's
like, best case scenario, you've got, like, a million view video where most of the people are making fun of you, and it's demonetized.
Yeah.
Which is impossible.
In worst case scenario, you have 21 views...
And you're also not doing...
Also, this is the worst case scenario.
You're not doing anything, like, original. You're not doing anything, like, unique or, like, that would take some thought. Like, even if it's stupid or you get hurt from it, it's just, like, Pocky One Chip Challenge, Sour Pickleball Challenge, Warm
Fruit Juice
Challenge.
Online.
Yeah.
Man, those companies are smart, though, because think about how many of these dipshits do this.
Yeah, all of them. Every person like this is just like, oh, I can be sick. I'm better at being sick than anybody else.
Why would you want to do the one chip challenge, man? Somebody have to pay me at least $1,000 to do it. I don't want to be that discomforted.
That's what I said.
I don't even care about my mouth being hot and like snotting all over. I do that anyway when I eat something hot. I don't want to fucking shit that shit out.
Yeah. Like today I was watching Outlaw and he was like, when they, during the burger video, he was like, oh, Tom won't do the one chip challenge. He's too chicken. It's like, yeah, I don't want to do it. You're right. But who's leading a better life? Me or Outlaw?
All right, Tom. Well, we got to make a pros and cons. Let's figure that one out.
Yeah, side by side. Put me next to Outlaw. I wonder who's doing better. Is it maybe the 300-pound man?
Subscriber number. Outlaw doing better. Next.
Okay. That's true.
Because they're all real.
Don't look at the likes. Yeah. Don't look at the 7 likes per video.
It's real. These are all real people that have subscribed to his channel.
Take away Outlaw's like and Nick's like, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
5 likes per video.
Superplexer. He's always talking to Superplexer.
Yeah, because that's Nick. That's Nick.
Yeah. And he likes to... He likes to have a plausible deniability that it's actually a fan. Like, oh, we got Superplexer. Oh, Superplexer's a big fan of my content.
Onlyfans.com/Superplexer Superfeeder. Check it out.
Outlaw, I think we got another big burger for you to eat. Oh, do you want to eat that burger, Outlaw?
Oh, do you want to eat it right now? You want to become a great big fat guy? You're getting bigger, expanding?
Maybe I can take my pants off and
if I unplug you
can take yours off?
Fly around the room if I unplug you?
I'll post the picture. This is Nick every time he starts seeing Outlaw eat food. That's him and his dazzlers. And this he's Jesus sitting there just Christ. Filming, just being like, yep, Outlaw, that's great. I love seeing you.
Good Lord. Hey, me too.
Putting that in your mouth.
Describe this for chat.
I'm always stretching out my dazzlers.
For the listeners, it's a picture of a man sitting on a old computer chair, like one you'd have when you're a kid. And he's wearing the 3-stripe... these are probably like the, what is this, Tom? Like 2009, 2010-ish Adidas 3-stripe basketball shorts. These are the Kentucky blue with the 3 black stripe on the sides. And this guy just has a mega boner popping through. Mm-hmm. He looks like Rock the Joe hard. Budden tweet. I'm so horny now, I can make a whole new hole. It's crazy to get that kind of boner like with those pants on.
They do it every time. I'm glad that's a safe for work picture, by the way. Because that guy will post videos or pictures where he just has like wet spots all on the front of his shorts, and I don't know how they got there, but
who peed his pants?
He spilled something.
He was probably really messy eating something.
Yeah, he spilled a bunch of water. He was filling up his
cup. I bet that guy saw a nice pair of tits and just got horny. Mm-hmm. That's definitely exactly.
It's not, he saw a nice pair of shorts.
He doesn't want to swap cum shorts with another gay guy who just gets hard and comes in his shorts all day.
Shopping for more basketball shorts on Amazon, jacking off. Fuck, I can't wait to get these.
Oh, man.
They're so shiny. Oh, my God.
I'm buying the cheapest ones possible. They stink 10 minutes after I put them on.
My wife checking my search history, and it's just on Amazon. Dazzler shorts, basketball shorts.
Men's formal basketball shorts.
Formal
tuxedo shorts.
Yeah, tuxedo basketball pants.
Has anyone made those yet where there's like a tuxedo thing on the crotch for no reason?
Oh, I bet.
It's tuxedo shorts.
I'm looking now. If not, we got to get in on this.
You know what would be cool if an NBA team next year just started using dazzlers? Just pocketless, so cool. Just big-ass baggy fucking shorts that don't even match their jersey.
I do not see any. That's interesting.
Or if NBA teams made all their players wear like the same ankle socks or like the no-shows. This has got these like, you're not allowed to wear any high tops and you have to wear... You have to wear like little like Keds and no shows. Just imagine those guys in like size 18 Keds.
Yeah, just Vans.
They should have to wear Vans with marker so on it and like Invader Zim and stuff on like drawn on it with Sharpie.
What are those classic little like the little girl shoes, like the black buckle shoes? Those ones with the fucking with the no shows.
They gotta wear penny loafers and every foul you commit, you give up the penny.
Oh, Albanian style after church, Tom, where they get into their shorts, but they're playing basketball in their fucking leather shoes and black socks still. That's the Albanians after church basketball game.
In their leather shoes and leather soles, and they're sliding around. Just they can't stop.
ruining their knees. Damn, I shouldn't have been playing basketball in my church loafers. Like, you're better off being barefoot at that point, man.
I didn't want to change, dude.
You should have the shoes with the maximum jump in church because it brings you higher to God.
all of us homeschoolers were sped, though. Even when we were, like, 13, we'd go out after mass and play tackle football in, like, the wet grass, just ruin our clothes. Our parents just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? We still have to go to breakfast. You show up to breakfast all, like, bleeding and grass stained and shit.
Where'd you come from? Church?
Good times. Church. Catholic church.
Church was cool today.
Yeah, right. They understood. We had the Polish church nearby. Yeah. They were all playing soccer right after mass is over. Just opening the church door and the ball's already being kicked outside.
How sick would it be if church had recess?
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be so sick.
Imagine if they had lunch.
30 minutes. Ooh, they do.
Bags of Cheerios.
No, they don't. A church has never served lunch.
They got the body of Christ.
They have bread. There's never been lunch.
I got my Cheerios, I got my beer, and I got my lunch.
Have you Catholic guys ever been to a church that had like leavened bread?
Ugh. No.
Can they do that in Catholic? Bread. They're not supposed to, but...
Yeah, because you know, I've done that
It's one of those things where if you're camping up north and you go to a real liberal one, you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Because like my dad's side of the family is like Methodist and a whole bunch of other shit. And so we've gone to church with them when we were younger. And I remember the first time they just like ripped off a piece of bread. And I was like, ugh. What?
Where's
my disc? Where's my tasteless wafer?
Is this leavened?
Is this leavened bread?
We were so trad when I went to church still that they did the dipping in the wine. That was the best. That actually tasted good, though. Dipping that wafer in the red wine, nice little treat.
I never did the wine because
you know what's creepy about that, though? The wafer gets soaked in wine, and then it does taste like skin and blood.
The wafer does taste like a scab. Like, it's gross.
Yeah, it's Jesus' scab. He died for us.
Tastes like old skin. But, like, I never did the wine because I never wanted... Like, it was just gross to me to share the same cup with a bunch of fucking strangers.
That's why I like the one where the priest just held it and there was the wine in the middle, like the nacho bowl, and he dipped it. That's the real trad one. Also, you're not supposed to have, like, random people holding the wine. Like, the lecterns aren't supposed to do that.
They might steal
it. Though. Catholics have a lot of rules they don't care about.
If we sat in the front and we were, like, the first two of the wine, I was like, okay, maybe I'll do the wine. But I was like, man, I'm not drinking out of that cup after all these other fucking freaks.
Yeah.
These nasty people.
I would spit in it.
Dude, you would see people, you would see floaties in it. That's a gross thing.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man, this is gross. Nasty.
I would eat a bunch of Cheez-Its, and then I would swish the wine around in my mouth and get all of it dislodged from my teeth and then spit it back in.
I might have told this story once, but and I went to Catholic grade school, and it was attached to a church, and so every Friday we had church, which was fine because it made all of our classes like an hour and a half shorter. So like Fridays were kind of just... They didn't really do much. We never had tests. We never had like anything do. So it was fine. But this one time I went up and got the communion and I ate it and I walked back. And then I just feel someone grab me. And this lady is like, did you eat that communion? Did you eat that communion? And I was like, well, yeah. And she's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. She's like, let me look at your tongue. And I was like, don't fucking get away from me, weirdo. Like, don't grab me.
Let me see your tongue.
Well, there was an early like sort of QAnon type thing going around of, satanic people were coming to the churches and they were just like hiding the host under their tongue and then putting it in their pocket to take it to their black mass and desecrate it. I'm like, no, they probably just buy their own wafer.
Yeah. It's just, she just grabbed me and is like, did you actually eat that? Are you desecrating the blood, the body of Christ? And I was like, dog,
you already desecrated
what?
It. You gave it to me to eat.
Yeah. You turned it into mouth. Food. But it's so jarring. And then in high school, like we didn't have a church on like campus, and so they just had to turn the gym into a church on like some of the holy days. And the one time this kid, I think we were juniors, and he took the host and kept it, and then he drew a smiley face on it and hung it up in his locker, and then we didn't see him for like 3 or 4 days after
God.
When someone snitched on him.
That's so funny. Catholics are so weird. One time the sacristan, the brother that like restocked the sacristy, was like, we're switching wafers. You guys could have these, and threw them into like the altar server room. We were just eating wafers, like chips. Awesome.
No, that was fine because they didn't do a little ceremony, so it wasn't the body of Christ anymore.
That's a very woke term. It's called transubstantiation.
Yep. Catholic churches
believe.
Yeah, I'm not learning these new bullshit words. There's gay and there's straight. I don't want to hear no transubstantiation.
Yeah, what was that? Public transportation for the trans? Ridiculous.
I'm not going to do trans substation. I don't care. I'm not even going to church anymore with this kind of bullshit.
Trans substation.
Trans Bro, substation.
I don't know who would want to become an adult Catholic. There's so many classes you have to go to. It's like a school semester.
Yeah, well, you get to meet some really cool people. You get to post in the Sunday selfie thread.
You get to put on your best bow tie to get red Meg all wet.
When you have a single man in his late 20s that hangs around church and goes to daily mass for no particular reason and is there every day but doesn't really have a job, he's definitely not a weirdo, in my experience.
That's a guy you
definitely
hang out
with. Happened. Like, dude, every single guy that's like that at like my mom's church was ex-Satanist, ex-whatever, like if they're trying to make their life better or whatever, but they're always just like leering weirdos. Like they're staring weirdos.
They're guys I don't want to be around.
Yeah, and they would like they get too close to all of the women in the church and have to hug them.
Well, they're nice.
How good to see.
They're just really nice.
Yeah, they are nice. They're trying to like
so get friendly.
You know, I'm a nice guy. Maybe you should hook me up with your daughter.
You want to do some Bible study?
Fuck.
Just a little too close a hug. Just a little too close to squeezing down your chest.
So many of those guys, man. But I still appreciate that I didn't go to a guitar church, as we called them. Rock and roll church. They play all this church music with the guitars and the horns and shit.
Actually,
cool. I don't know if the guitars and drums.
We had that on some Sundays. Like, they had, like, the church band. And, like, I think it was, like, 10 o'clock mass. Or, no, 12 o'clock mass did it. Which always sucked, because, like...
Lunch mass?
Going to mass at 12. Yeah.
All of those contemporary Catholic songs remind me of Jan and Wayne Schuyler from Tim and Eric. You are my king, my knight in shining armor. You are the reason I was born. So good.
Those are the best ones, man. Just sitting there, just waiting, trying to kick my brother in the shin, and then he kicks me, and seeing who can not yell the loudest and last one to get in trouble, putting books under people.
Probably would have been good in choir, but I always avoided it because I didn't want to be those people.
Like fourth grade choir, like started, and my sister did it. And so I was like, yeah, I guess I'll do it. And then I was like, oh, we just get up here and sing. Like, it sucks. No, I don't want to do this anymore.
Wait, this is what choir is?
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I hate this.
It also sucks if your kid is like, I want to be in the choir, and you want to sing, like, the high-pitched cool sound, like, oh, and they're like, no, you just got to sit there going, oh. You're like, man, I'm a baritone motherfucker. This sucks. No, that'd be cool, actually.
I was a castrato.
It was horrible. Stay home and play.
It was.
I fixed it.
They put it back on.
You're like, oh, they're screwing on. Oh,
there it goes.
Oh, there we go. Oh, time to look at some.
It fits on there like a Lego head.
You can just screw it on and off.
Saying I was a castrato is so funny.
I was a castrato.
A long time
ago.
Yeah,
they put it back.
Briefly. I dabbled in castrato.
I dabbled in castrato. Never been much of a dabbler. I mostly play Wordle.
Putting your pickled dick back on. I shouldn't have brined this for so long.
Oh, it's very salty.
I shouldn't
salty.
Have used vinegar.
My balls. Has anyone seen my balls?
Has anyone seen my balls?
I put my balls on top of my dick. This is not what I intended.
It's like a poodle.
Oh, this isn't good. Oh, it looks like an elephant. It looks like that Muppet. Looks like the Muppet with the two eyes, Gonzo.
Unironically, funny as fuck that Donald Trump released his first NFT series today.
Good timing. Very good timing.
I was looking at screenshots of people raging at that on like Parler and those websites.
Truth Social.
He said this was a huge announcement and it's just four NFTs. And it's like, and I did see one guy who's like, I bought two. Fuck you, cuck. Because those guys are always going to be like that, no matter how much the DeSantis people in the conservative media is like, isn't this just like transparently ridiculous? They're like, no, fuck you. I just bought a 10 of them, bitch. You fucking triggered? You fucking triggered? Why don't you go suck on your Starbucks? You're gay.
Suck on your gay Starbucks, dude. Oh, man. I was at the doctor's today, and she was like, I don't know why I gave off this vibe, but she was really like, tiptoeing around, asking me if I had gotten the vax. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm not against that shit. Don't worry. So funny.
The C word.
The J. They call the J here.
People on YouTube think that like you can't even say COVID or you get banned. Because they've heard about people who were like, COVID is fake. It's not real. And they got a video
like
deleted.
Some very special dumb people we know. And someone started humming like a Foo Fighters song. Like, they're like, don't do that, DMCA. If you're going to DMCA, if we're going.
Worst case scenario, the melody would get picked up as a cover song. And then you would have partial revenue sharing on $0.00.
Ooh,
I don't want that. It's awesome when guys who get 10 views are like, fuck, I don't want to get demonetized. I can't swear and stuff.
It's even better when they say demonized. Like, what's
demonized?
I'm gonna get
Susan Wojcicki is demonizing me.
Demonizing my Susan Wojcicki. Man, YouTube's smart putting a big long Polish name like that, but we can't Google her and find out what her real motives.
Yeah, it keeps
so that's just way too hard.
It keeps those guys busy trying to figure out how to spell it.
Stop gatekeeping your search results with that long Polish name.
Too hard.
I call her Susan W.
Wojcicki.
What's up, Wojcicki?
Worcestershire.
What's up with the ski?
Just a Worcestershire with fucking ski at the end. Funny. Worcestershire. Oh, hey, Worcestershire. No offense.
Yeah, those people are terrible.
I was listening to my party playlist, which is I Want a Party, I Got a Feeling, Party Till I Stop, and Let It Rock. And then I listened to that quite a few times, and then it started playing random songs, a lot of Pitbull, and then the Men in Black rap song came on, and I was just thinking how good Will Smith's movies were when he made a rap song for them, and how he should have done that for everything.
For Emancipation, why isn't there a rap song?
Absolutely.
Or like a blues song.
And he done it for Hitch and Hitchcock. Calling Hancock Hitchcock is still my favorite.
7 Pounds, that would have been a good one. I don't know if you saw that one. That's where he's like donating his body parts to people.
He fucking let Kid Cudi make a song for Pursuit of Happiness. He didn't even do that one.
Wait, that wasn't him?
It literally should have been Will Smith saying, I'm on the Pursuit of Happiness, because he was. Guy getting mad at that? Dude, Kid Cudi totally stole that vibe from Will. That sucks. Because Will was the real one on Pursuit of Happiness. Wait, was Kid Cudi a son of that movie? Maybe I'm missing it. Acting like Kid Cudi's like 23 years old.
He's Kanye's son.
Kid Cudi's real name is Scott.
Wow. Scott Cudi.
Scott Kid. Scott Kid.
Scott Kiddy.
Scott Miscuti.
Day and Night. That's just such a good, what a great
song. It's from the ghetto
song.
Of Shaker Heights.
That's right. Very
Look,
scary.
That's it's literally one of the prettiest neighborhoods in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Big ass fat trees and shit.
Well, that's because he's gone. It gentrified
after the
closer
you get to the lake in those rich neighborhoods, the cooler the neighborhoods get. So sweet. Rich ass Cleveland's a very pretty area. Nice to drive through. What's that? Is it Huntington Beach, the area? I think it started with H, but I can't remember.
Well, there's quite a few, because like there's Orange is around there. There's,
maybe I'm just thinking of Orange.
Chagrin Falls.
My mom was from Solon and Avon Lake.
Yeah, Avon Lake, Solon. Those are all like the wealthy suburbs of Cleveland. And then like Willoughby's like, okay. There's some. The only bar I've ever been to. Only bar I ever got kicked out of was in Willoughby.
Fuck yeah. What was that place called again?
It was the Willoughby Brewing Company or tavern
or
something. Oh,
yeah, you told me about that.
And
I
then,
because you just reminded me of when I had the worst crap beer I ever had that tasted like literal dirt, and some guy that worked there like years later was like, yeah, that shit was dirty. No one ever cleaned those lines. I'm like, oh, so it was just dirt. All right. Rochester Mills Brewing Company. Check them out.
I forgot my ID in Akron when I drove up there, and it was like an hour away, and it was like 10 o'clock, and I was like, well, shit. And they're like, oh, no, it's fine. We'll just sneak in. And so I just snuck into every bar we got into and just got really, really drunk. And then I couldn't stand up straight, and they tossed me out, and I was puking all over the outside. And I was like, well,
sold you alcohol, and you were underage. You weren't ready. That's their
fault. I was 22. I was just.
If you don't have your ID, you're underage.
You're underage.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good to know. I was not legal. I was 17.
Yeah, you can't even have sex with an 18-year-old that night.
And I just puked all over, and then the only thing I remember is just being like, I bet you regret letting me in. And then I woke up next to a toilet with no pants on, so.
I would hate/love to be a door guy now, because I've done that before, like checking the checking IDs at doors. Not really bouncer shit, just checking. I always had to call someone bigger, right? But I would hate to do it now, because I'd be like, oh, it's a cool street. Oh, I love this street. Looking at their ID and seeing where they live. Love that area. Wow, great street. Great road.
The one bit we used to do, would we stand outside this bar by my old apartment down in the valley, and the bouncer like didn't really care that we did. We didn't even know him. My friend and I just started doing this where people would walk up, and I'd be like, can I see your ID? And they'd give me their ID, and I'd look at it, and I'd pass it to my friend. And he'd look at it, and then we'd actually pass it to the bouncer, and he'd look at it, give it back to them. They'd just come in. And we stood there doing that for like 2 hours one night. And everybody just like was like kind of looking around with like, I guess they need to like have 3 people here.
There's a school district. There's a school district where I used to live called Lons Cruz. And my friend, the one who died a couple years ago, his mom was one of the like she worked in like the admin building for the school district, and there's a huge festival, like Stars and Stripes Festival. I think Uncle Cracker played that year because he's from there, in Mount Clemens, Michigan. It was like 2012 we did this, 2011 or 12. Anyway, that was when we set up the fucking cones in the administrative parking lot right by where the festival opens and charged like $5 a car till it filled up, then went home with like $550 even though it was free parking.
That's awesome.
He was just taking the money and I was pointing them into the spots just all day. Just point. It was by all day. I mean, like, took like an hour and a half to fill it up, and then we were like, peace.
Yeah.
We went all right. Lunch.
We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Bye bye. It was his mom's idea, too. Cause she's like, someone does this every year. You just got to get there first. I'm like, okay. Yeah. That's such bullshit.
That's a nice day at work. Hour, hey. 550.
I used to do that with parking meters.
Literally one cone and us standing there. That
I would set up a parking meter in spots that didn't have one. And I would just come by and collect it every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bringing my own parking meter. Yeah.
You're like post 10, but you're just...
This is private. This isn't the town. I know it's a public parking space, but it's my meter.
Yeah, I used to go through the neighborhood and write tickets for people. Have them send me $20 for parking.
Oh my God. That'd be so funny.
Just on a hand, just a post-it note. You weren't supposed to park here. You owe me $20.
You give them a notice to show up in court and the address is your house. You're wearing a powdered wig and you're like, welcome.
We need to adjudicate this.
I don't have like the robes. I'm just wearing like one of my mom's black dresses.
you're wearing a graduation robe.
This is my high school graduation robe.
So good. Fuck. Do people even keep those, by the way? I didn't graduate like that, so I don't know. Those are rentals, right?
I think they keep it. They keep it just like if someone would keep like a prom dress or something or a wedding dress, and it just sits in the closet for a while, and then you just like donate it. And
it's just, I feel like schools should just buy those and give them to the graduates, just and then they'll make them take it off after. Fuck it.
Well, they don't care. They charge.
I guess
you.
Yeah, people they're not like to that customize expensive. Their shit too, though.
$30.
They're not bad. No, they're though.
More. No, depending like
if
some
you're
of the
stupid,
ones.
They're $30.
Yeah. Well, I mean wholesale.
No tassels or anything.
Yeah, wholesale, but like. The ones we had to buy, like, blue and gold, because that was our school color, and I think
it dog.
Was, like...
I was so stupid, I didn't even get a hat. I just had the robe.
Just the robe.
Just walking up there with the robe, and they didn't even give me a piece of paper. It's just, like, a pat on the back.
The move was to have, like, the most, just stupid-looking shoes going up there.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing, like, track pants, and just, like, wearing light-up sneakers under the gown.
That's why I wish so we could do that now, because, like... You know, you can get all those cool light up speakers, like or light up shoes, but like now they have like shoes that have like speakers on
them. You do speakers, put a JBL clip, on, put four JBL clips on your hat to balance it, like, yeah. On each corner.
Instead of like
daisy chain a song.
Sweet. Instead of getting the graduation cap, you just buy like one of those hats with the speakers on it and the lights. Just wearing that. So I brought my own, dude.
You're listening to Pomp and Circumstance on it, and people can hear it.
You're walking up just blubbering, crying, playing Pomp Circumstance, and once you get up there, it starts playing Vitamin C, Graduation Forever.
Just trying to take the mic.
Sorry, the cap came.
You're up there,
the cap comes
you're up there
with
doing
this.
The fucking, like, you're up there doing the hey-ho hands, trying to get the crowd to start swaying, and they're like, get the fuck out of here. Start pushing.
I will say, my high school was smart. I don't know if, like, other high schools... I've only been to three high school graduation ceremonies.
Adolf Hitler High School,
my sister,
right?
And yeah. When you graduated high school, like, and you did all that, they didn't actually give your... like the diploma at the ceremony. It was like just an empty like box. And then they mailed it to you later.
Yeah.
Cause if you were like fucking around during the ceremony, they like had something to like punish you with.
That's so funny. Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, right, nobody's like, you can't like, you're not technically graduating yet. So don't fucking run it. Don't,
how do you
don't
even
cause
justify that.
That's gotta be such cap just to lie to those kids. I'd be
no,
like,
no, because they mail it to you.
Yeah, I think they're bluffing.
You know what I mean, though? Like,
yeah, if they, like,
yeah,
they said...
You could bring some fat lawyer down there to get that real quick. No problem.
Yeah, like, you finished all your classes, you completed all the requirements, but you you made a big ruckus
you took
at
a
the
knee.
Graduation.
Yeah, you took a knee.
You took a knee. You are not graduating.
You threw your hat too early. You're not graduating.
Oh, but I'm going to Woke University. Oh, well, then that's fine.
You threw your hat... You threw your hat too shitty and it went perfectly to the side and killed a kid. You're not graduating. Oh, would they get mad if you shaved your hat down to a perfect circle?
Would cool. they get mad if you put razor blades on the edge of your graduation cap and then whipped it?
Peaky Blinder style.
Guy, would they get mad? Guy whose hat, his dog fucks his head up so he just has like the bottom cap part and looks like a yarmulke. He's like, I'm sorry, everybody.
My dog ate my cap.
My dog ate my graduation.
That would be cool, doing the Peaky Blinders, like, with the razor blades on it, but they're all wearing graduation caps, not the newsy hats. Just, like, grabbing it and swiping it somewhere.
I really hate how Peaky Blinders become the new aesthetic for the fucking fat Catholic Nazi guys on Twitter. Yeah.
That's what you see.
I clean up nice.
That's what you see on the YouTube shorts, which is like Tommy just so badass, and he's just like walk. Some guy's like holding a gun to his head, and he just goes, "Yeah, I'm actually holding a gun to your head." And then it's like this super cool music, and then it ends.
The Giga Chad music, dude. Yeah, it's such a Giga Chad video. I like when it's just great. Him, and it's like just telling you like life advice over that. It's like this guy has the worst judgment in the world. Do you even watch the show?
This shit's based.
I'm living my life off a show called Peaky Blinders. All right, mate. I don't go for it.
Please.
There's nothing like being in 2022 and being like, I should probably be more like a Guy Ritchie movie plus Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. I think it'll make things better.
My life can't so get cool. worse. I need to be Peaky Blinders.
I need to be Snatch Peaky Blinders so bad.
Snatch Blinders.
I need to be Snatch so bad. Snatch. Remember, that's Brad Pitt's character's name, Snatch from Snatch. Snatch Pitt.
Snatch Pitt.
Dude, everyone
Snatch.
Talks about Fight Club. What about Snatch Pitt? That shit was hot. You guys talk about Fight Club Brad Pitt. Man, that's all straight guys gay moment right there. Dude, I want to look sexy and fuckable like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. All right.
Yeah, I wish I could just hang out with all guys.
Where's my guys club at?
Just guys.
No, it's my favorite too, like... The guys who think like Boondock Saints the best. I just want to sleep in my jeans with my brother. And then both wake up in the middle of the night when we have rain coming through the ceiling.
And we pray.
And then we pray together. So cool.
But then we punish all the bad guys.
Jeans to bed with my brother.
Wearing my jeans to bed with my brother, my big
Literally,
brother.
The only other time you see
These
two
are my
guys,
night jeans.
The only other time you see two guys with their shirts off and jeans like that is that when the gay porno... Do you remember, I think it was the Black Ops 2 World Reveal when they put in the porno of the guys ripping each other's jeans from the back? Like, right when it looks like the game footage is going to start, it's just the guys are humping each other and ripping each other's asses from the jeans in the back. It's great.
The sleeping in the jeans with my big brother, like, what a Stange moment.
<It's> so weird.
Stange movie.
True. Boondock Stange.
Boondock Stange. Fuck. Sleeping in bed with my big brother, Bill Cosby.
Just imagine the Boondock Saints doing the fucking Joshua Stange like wiggly hips dance in the room.
Texting their dad, can I go into courtroom and shoot up mob boss?
Can I go in and see El Duce? El Duce's like, no, you cannot go into courtroom and shoot up the room. You need to wait for me to get to the courtroom. I will shoot up the courtroom.
Okay, I will wait for you. I will not shoot up the courtroom in my white pippins, blue jeans, and black shirt.
Oh, and my black button-up, my blue jeans, and my brown leather shoes. So funny, my leather jacket.
Boondock Stange.
Boondock Stange.
And shepherds we shall be, for my big brother and for me. Boondock Stange is so funny.
I would love to feed Joshua Stange
Josh
into
Cosby
a gutter.
Sitting on the bed in their jeans. Josh Cosby and Bill Cosby. Just praying.
Well, that's his character.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's not real. That's just a character he plays. One of many.
God, I had to block Joshua Stange. He was bragging about Bill Cosby being out of prison.
He blocked me.
He did block me too. Because he blocked everybody who followed him at a certain point. He blocked just because he was like, I don't know. He freaked out when too many people were following him.
BBDM'd me. He's like, those guys are just making fun of you. Playing you know.
All right, now I'm going to.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Even though we weren't.
I think hey, everybody, awesome. I've been dealing with this group of trolls for a long time now.
Hey, shut up, Nazi.
The fuck Chud. Up, Chud.
Chud. You Go Nazi, Kmart. Chud. Hey, who'd Bitch. You vote for? Dickhead.
I didn't vote. That's what I thought.
I voted for Donald Trump. Fuck you, dude.
BB has serious divorced guy energy.
He's got hot couch energy.
BB's an incel.
So stupid to say. Dude, that kid, dude, that child that interrupted the Game Awards had serious divorce guy energy. It's like 15 years old. Hot couch divorce.
Hot couch. Oh, what a hot couch guy. Fuck, that's stupid. Oh, God. Everyone,
kids probably don't talk to him anymore.
That boy's boys.
That boy's boys.
Thank All you right. for listening.
Thank
we
you for
love
listening,
you so
everybody.
Much.
Episode 71.
Yeah, check it out. It was fun.
Thank you
so much.
For listening. Listen to it again. Why not?
Yeah, for listen God's to it sake. Again. Listen to the other one.
listen to the other one.
Yep.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Hello?
Yeah, we're calling about the missing Pitbull poster you put up.
Oh, thank you. Did you find him?
Yeah. Well...
What?
We did find him, but we kind of wanted to see if maybe he was good at dogfighting.
Dogfighting?
Yeah, we just wanted to put him in the ring and see if he was good at dogfighting.
What happened?
Well, he wasn't very good at it, so we killed him.
Why would you do that?
Because you touch yourself at night.
What?
You just got pranked by WFYM in the morning.
So the dog's alive?
No, we killed him. That was a prank.